had some thoughts this week as you texted me on this crystal tongue mink off on Beverly Hills.
Oh my God. You know, just insufferable. I mean, Crystal, it's so... everybody that's up to date on RHOBH, it's, you know, again, my favorite franchise, the greatest. But, you know, Crystal has done this stupid thing where she has basically said, well, Sutton said something. Sutton said something so dark when we were having the racist conversation because, you know, Sutton said, I don't see color and broke down. And Crystal was like, I can't believe you're that girl. Everybody recalls that conversation, right? So supposedly they had moved on. They were friends. We all know that Garcelle and Crystal and Sutton did that the LA Times article together. We thought they were all close. Well, now Crystal, for the past two episodes, has gone on and on insinuating that she said something so dark, you know, which to me implies, and I think to the audience, that Sutton used the N-word, that Sutton said something so, you know, very, very disgustingly racist. But Crystal says, I'm not going to tell anybody. I'm not going to tell anyone. But I've brought this up and floated it in front of everybody. And I just want everyone to know that Sutton's character is in question. But I'm not going to tell. I can't say anymore. I can't. We've moved on. You know, I think everybody doesn't think there is crap there. Crystal looks like, I mean, it's so bad because I'm a millennial. And I feel like Crystal is doing us dirty as millennials because it's like, she just, it's all this stuff about how you guys don't validate my feelings, you don't validate my feelings. And then she throws this bomb about someone else. And it's like, well, don't question me about, you know, what the statement is, because there's a statement. And Sutton is like, I think it was discussing my child and all other kids of different races and backgrounds in our pool together. And that's the way it should be. I mean, I would, I don't know, you know better than I do, but if there was a Sutton, like, N-bomb, if there was a Sutton, I think Bravo would play it, right? Or they'd play more than that?
I mean, listen, it's like, I talk about this on Patreon, too, because Kim and I do a recap every week. It's like, first of all, it's like when, like, a Leah McSweeney is there, you really forget about these age differences. And then you're like, a 20-year age difference is this is, to me, this is the exact reason why Roni is not going forward, why we are wiping the slate clean. It's like,
because they don't mix.
They don't mix. They don't. And to me, it's like, I don't watch Crystal and say, you're 20 years younger than all these women. But right, as this happens, it's like, oh my God, like, this is a generational difference. And it's just strange. It's strange. Maybe this would go down different if she was hanging out with a bunch of 30-year-olds. Crystal is like in her late
38, 30s. I think 38, yeah.
Right. Versus, as Rinna points out, like a 20-year age. It's true. It's not just Rinna. Kyle is the same age as Rinna. Like, Dorit's right there. Like, it's just, I mean, she's a little younger, but like, it's just, to me, it's, it calls that into, it is strange. Listen, this is my thoughts. Either Crystal is so dangerous in the sense that you better watch every word you say because it's going to be something. She's so dangerous. And I apologize on Patreon this past weekend to Crystal. I underestimated this girl. I underestimated this season one Crystal Kong. Everyone's like, look, that girl is boring. She's dangerous. That's the first thing. The second thing is I hate this on Jersey when they're talking about Jackie and Evan's affair. I don't like going back a year. I don't want to talk about Puppygate now. Let's bring up some Munchausens. I love when it changes. So here we are thinking there's these four people and Crystal and Sutton and Garcelle are such a tight group. I love that. Now, wait a second. We have a problem within this threesome. Love it. I love when things change. I don't want to go back. So why are we talking about this? It already happened. And then third, it's like, this is a risky move to me if it's not true, because it shows either A, you know how to play this game way better than I thought you did. So bravo, you're here to stay, you're here to play. Or B, if you're making this up because you need a storyline, then that could be brilliant and producers could be like, wow, girlfriend understands the game. Or it could be like, holy shit, you got nothing, babe. You got nothing but a bunch of hot air and a fake story and we're not keeping you. So I really think this could go one of two ways. A lot of people don't think it's true. A lot of people think this is pulled out of nowhere. Look, we have this hot mic moment with Lisa Barlow where, I mean, she probably knew she was on mic. They pick up everything. They pick up whatever is said, it's there. So where is this? Where is this thing that Sutton said or this conversation? Where is it? Because it's somewhere and no one seems to, it probably wasn't said.
Do you think it's getting ready to drop? Do you think the next episode, there'll be more to come out?
No one's talking like that. No one's talking like that. Normally that shit leaks out.
Okay, so if your theory is correct, like there's really nothing there, do you think this is the final season for Crystal then? Because, I mean, the problem is this has turned people so quickly, I think, against Crystal. Like, I think everybody the first season, to your point, was like, well, you know, she's young. She's like, let's give her a shot. You know, she's obviously she's married to a high up Disney exec, you know, like they're very rich. And, you know, and everyone loves, of course, you know, she's Asian. She brings diversity, all those good things. So I don't know. Do you think this is the end? This is giving me Ebony vibes. I feel like Bravo did Ebony wrong. And like this season, they're just like, they want to get rid of Crystal. So it's like, they're going to paint it like Crystal's awful. I don't know. What do you think?
It's either that or it's like, wow. Like the fact that you like, look, I mean, sign me up. Like, is that what it takes? You just sit there and think of like a fake story. And it, like, it's kind of like you're brilliant beyond anything I ever gave you credit for. Versus it could be her last season. It could. It depends how it plays out. I also have some other very controversial beliefs about whose last season it could also be.
Are you sharing them here or was this a Patreon exclusive?
No, I mean, listen, I feel like, look, we got to see how the whole season plays out, right? Maybe we'll keep everyone. Jersey's kept everyone for a really long time until demoting. Jackie, I feel we're heading towards the end of our stay with Dorit. We are. I really feel that way. I don't know.
Oh, I love Dorito. No, you have to keep her.
Listen,
love PK.
This is not a strong belief. I am not sure of this belief. I'm questioning myself, but just like Jackie in the home and in the anorexia, where do we go with Dorit? Like, what? Here's the thing. Diana isn't really three-dimensional at this point, but there's something there. You scratch that surface and there's some crazy there behind those eyes. Even with Crystal, you scratch that surface, there's something there. There's some crazy there that we don't know about. We're not getting rid of Kyle. We're not getting rid of Rinna. Sorry, everybody. We're not getting rid of EJ. Bravo doesn't care about victims. This is just, so we're going to go down the list. If we're going to start getting rid of someone, we're not getting rid of Garcelle. Garcelle is a great housewife.
Oh, she's amazing. She's amazing.
So
Sutton's
think if, yeah, Sutton, I love Sutton because Sutton's calm until you come for her and then Sutton's a great housewife.
She's amazing. She's amazing.
If you want. She gets it. I'm going down in process of elimination. What we don't know about Crystal and Diana to me is more intriguing to the viewer than we kind of know everything about Dorit. Now, I'm not convinced. Dorit is wonderful. And PK, they give us life. So maybe nobody will go anywhere. But when I start crossing off and think who is in that strange, look, everyone gasped when Jackie was demoted. And I get it. We talked about it. Like, I just think if this home invasion is so big, and where do we go with Dorit after this? Like, what's left? And convince me. I have nothing against her. I just think Crystal and Dorit are the two that I would keep my eye on for maybe not being invited back.
What do you think we need to see from Dorit that, like, we see from a Sutton? Or, you know, because, I mean, really, when you think about it, like, Sutton's kids aren't even on. You know, I mean, you see Sutton's store. I mean, Sutton is so great because she is calling out the greats, right? In a way that no one has ever done before. Like, in a way of, you know, she kind of got at Lisa Rinna, you know? Like, she's really great at going after EJ in a way that the audience wants.
Well,
so what do you think it is with Dorit?
I mean, if you think about it, yeah, that's a good point. And I was thinking about that the other day. Sutton, you know, has a free pass in a lot of ways. Like, she wasn't a housewife. She was supposed to be, and then divorced with a husband, and she couldn't show her kids and blah, blah, blah. So she was demoted, and then she earned her diamond in her second season, just because, I mean, this whole Erica thing was larger than all of us, and she keeps her diamond now. But right, we are seeing Harry Hamlin at home. We're seeing, what are we seeing in Sutton's actual life? Like, what is the life story? Yeah, the designer, and like, she's not showing her kids. She's not showing her. So
we're not even seeing Sutton date, really. I mean,
nope. You know, she's getting a free pass. And Dorit does have PK. She has a home story. And listen, Sutton is not so safe either. But I just think it would just, I don't know. This could be the end of Crystal. And if not, my mind, just everyone have your own answer. Take your emotions out of it. Who, if it's not Crystal, who would be on the chopping block? Who would it be? I come back to Dorit. I can't help it. She's not.
Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Applin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier, and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, MyOptimalBody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's MyOptimalBody.com. To request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think. I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me, and Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of five-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Schman has their standing desk, and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS. Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things? Don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to You Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon, and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which, by the way, has over 23,000 five-star reviews on Amazon, and now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because, you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome, has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now, when you go to Amazon and you buy any You Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive, and this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code FRASER, F-R-A-S-E-R 20, FRASER20.
There's nothing really there in the confessionals.
My husband watches RHOBH with me, and he agrees with you. And he's like, enough. He's like, all season long, all we're going to hear is Dorit equating everything to this home robbery. Now, I think the home robbery is pretty traumatic. I mean, yes. I think that's like pretty dramatic, but my husband's already over it. He's like, oh, Dorit, give it a rest. I'm like, honey, I'm like, that is like so crazy. But I think,
listen,
I think
again, Jackie's gone after an eating disorder. Jackie had her best storyline ever, and she's gone. It's just, if this happens, everybody, this is where you heard it, right here.
I know. No, I understand. I don't know. I mean, and I'm trying to think of what it would take with Dorit. I don't know.
Like, I just don't know what next. Like, we have fashion, we have a home invasion, we have PK. Like, what comes next? And yes, not much with Kyle either, but Kyle drives this bus. Kyle drives the bus.
Well, but Kyle does have a lot, you know, because you have Kathy, you know, you have Mauricio, you have, you know, we don't see a lot of Kyle's kids, but, you know, you have Kim Richards looming, you have the connection to Paris. I mean, you know, Kyle is Hollywood royalty. So you're not going to get rid of that because that is unique to Beverly Hills. You know, it's the Lisa Rinna thing. I mean, Lisa and Harry, I mean, she's reinvented. I mean, they are Hollywood royalty, you know?
Rinna,
I mean,
you can hate her all day. I think Rinna is right up there. She's not Teresa, but I think in the top 10 most protected housewives.
Oh yeah, she's
Rinna is like, she's not going anywhere.
You know,
she's not. There's 0% chance.
You're going to continue to, I mean, Erica has, you know, drama for miles. You know, those lawsuits aren't going away. What's going to happen with Tom? I mean, we probably are going to get some update about Tom's mental state in the near future on the show. I mean, is Erica going to date again? I mean, there's a lot, you know, you've gone.
Erica Jane ain't going anywhere, guys.
Right, right.
And I'll stand by it. I think she's loving this season. I don't think she's loving her life and all that's happened, but she is just, her popcorn is hot. It is buttered. She is just loving this. She's loving this. Well, wait, you're implying that she is a racist. Say it. That is what you are implying. And the next thing Sutton goes from 0 to 100. I'm like, Erica is like, oh, well, here's this stupid bitch that I hate, Sutton. Like, she loves it. Erica is eating her popcorn. She is so happy this season. She's like, look at all of you fools. It's not about me. Good luck.
Good luck. I love it. Yeah. Anyway, it's another great season.
Are you up on Dubai before we go into some OC stuff here?
No. Tell me what's going on in Dubai. You know, I actually had to pause several times to get through episode one. I'm invested in no one, but you watched episode two, right?
Here's the thing. I have heard, like, taking my temperature, like, it just, a lot of people love Dubai and a lot of people don't.
Oh, that's
it's
good.
It's so
good
that- down the middle of people I speak to. It's so down the middle. I mean, a lot of people didn't like Salt Lake either in the beginning. And here we are. So true. I feel Dubai for me has legs. I like the second episode better than the first.
Okay.
I feel Brooks is trying too hard. She gives me like some Atlanta vibes. She's messy to your face. And I don't know if I love that. The others are kind of more of a mystery. I think Dubai has a lot of legs. And I really want to talk more to the people that don't like it and understand why. And the others that do and kind of go from there.
Okay.
Now, Andy Cohen has also revealed that he texted this whole snafu with Miss Ramona Singer, that she leaked Trey's wedding invite. So Andy first texted Teresa after this happened and was like, and Teresa basically responded and was like, yeah, can you fucking believe this? What a low life thing to do. So, called Ramona a low life.
Okay.
Look, she invited her castmates from RHONJ and she invited her castmates from Girls Trip. It was very simple of who was invited. It's Girls Trip people that she worked with. So she called Ramona a lowlife. So Andy's like, oi, oi, oi. Then he texted with Ramona and 2 seconds later, his phone rang and it was Ramona. And he's like, what are you doing? And she's like, well, obviously I didn't mean to look it. Ramona didn't have any ill intentions. But again, this is the same woman that put her bank account online. Like, she's just, honey, I know, and this is not age shaming, but I know that you're 60 something. Like, you gotta check the background. Look, I'm sure you've come close to things like that. It's possible. I get how it's done. Yeah. But you look at the picture and you're like, Oh my God. Like the other day, someone was here. They took a picture. They're like, I'm going to post this about, like, you know, look how hard you're working behind the velvet rope. And it was all my chicken scratch. And I'm like, well, that's great. But there's like guest names that are coming up that I don't really want out there. Like, you know what I mean? But it was very minor and in like a corner. But I'm like, see this corner.
I know.
And
you
like,
have to be so careful. Yes. Yes.
You know, or I could write down so-and-so fucking bitch or something. You don't know. And you're just like, so I don't know. Ramona, figure out social media or hire someone to do it for you. But Ramona and Andy then had a call and it was just like, I mean, look, like if you think about it, nothing has changed. Teresa's doing the same day and place, but she says she's going to have security. Like, look.
Oh, she
we
should,
know Housewife yeah. fans are rabid and run deep. Like, there will be people. A paparazzi will
Look
be
at
there,
Britney
obviously.
Spears. I mean, who would have thought Jason Alexander out of, whatever, I mean, 10, 15 years ago is, like, back, you know? I mean, ugh.
Could we just have Juicy Joe, like, running up to try to crash the wedding?
would
that
amazing.
Just make everyone so happy? I just love me a good Juicy Joe moment.
You do? Oh, I'm so glad yeah. he's gone. Ugh.
I mean, I understand why nobody likes Juicy Joe, but
know,
I have a soft spot for Juicy Joe. I have a soft spot for him.
You're the only one.
I think I'm the only one that has a soft spot for Juicy
you
Joe.
You are. I can't stand Juicy Joe.